first of all, we welcome the HICFA report, and we acknowledge the areas that have been identified by HICFA as requiring either ongoing and sustained work or further improvement. I think one of the key messages, and I suppose one of the key messages I would want anybody to take away from both the report and what I'm about saying, and what Sean Egan has just said, is that women in Letterkenny are receiving a safe service. There were historical deficits. The Price report was published, the final report came in August 2020. We've done a lot of work within the hospital and within SAILTA to improve and enhance the services since then. And as Sean has highlighted, and it's something I'd want to highlight, women can be assured that the service is safe.
Yeah, okay, but it took one moment, yeah. Sean. It took people's lived experience, very serious cases, for this to be brought to the fore, to trigger this review, to trigger these reports. How was this allowed to happen? Where were the failings?
Okay, so there were failings in the extent of which we were monitoring the timelines for all the for those women. And again, we've dealt with those individual cases, and we have before, and I would again this morning apologise to all women and the families for there were delays in the diagnosis of their cancer. We were also working in an environment where, as Sean's alluded to there, there were no national standards, so our focus was sometimes on other standards that were being monitored. And one of the key recommendations in the Price report was the need to actually have very, very clear standards that were monitored and continue to be monitored and audited on an ongoing basis. Mm. And as Sean said, despite a very significant body of work that occurred in the hospital and within the SAILTA group over the last 12 months, 18 months, there were still a small number of cases. As Sean said, highlighted that there were 5 cases where the timelines were not met. They were not missed or delayed cancer diagnoses, but they weren't seen and treated.
Okay, and who was responsible whoever was responsible for that, are they still doing the same work?
So the again, and I think Sean, it comes out in the report, and Sean would have highlighted the issues here were problems within the systems that we had. It's not as simple as just one person. There's various stages in the process, so where there were delays in the timelines, they occurred in different parts of the system. It's about tightening up.
So explain that. So explain that then. So a system, it didn't flag appointments, or what does that mean?
It becomes difficult. We have shared with HICFA the details, but in some cases, there were very specific circumstances around the patients that led to some confusion and caused a delay in moving on to the next stage in the process. Again, what we've done to address that, and as Sean said, we learned from those issues. So these weren't missed cancers. There were patients whose, none of them actually were diagnosed as cancer. But the timeline for finding that diagnosis was longer than the timelines should have allowed. And we've tightened our systems, and we've put a monthly audit in place to make sure that there isn't any further instance of patients going down the wrong pathway within our system. Some of the very key messages I think we need to highlight out of this process, and Sean talked about significant resources, and we did receive significant resources nationally and from SAILTA. And we've been looking to implement those resources and have implemented the vast majority of them over the last 12 months in a very challenging environment with COVID. Recruitment, which is a major issue highlighted by the HICFA report in terms of being a challenge for us, we've worked within those challenges to increase our staffing. We have increased our theatre lists.
Yes.
We have extended our gynaecology outpatient department. We've established an ambulatory gynaecology service. So a couple of factors or figures that I would put in. One of the fundamental issues, and you asked Sean, Greg, you asked how the how this could happen. One of the big pressures was the waiting times across the gynecology service. And we've reduced our outpatient waiting times from over 1,700 12 months ago to 570 patients this week. And we gave HICWA a profile of when they attended and they visited the hospital as part of their inspection in terms of when we believed we would be in a steady state, that we would have sustainable, ongoing access times that would guarantee us that we'd meet the targets. We said that we would meet that by mid-November and addressing the legacy issues. We're slightly ahead of target on that at the moment, and I'm confident that we will have reached the full reduction by mid-November. In the interim, what we are doing is that we are ensuring that all patients that are red flagged with potential cancers are being seen within the 4 weeks and 6 weeks for other urgent cases.
What is your message to the women and the families who spoke out about this and began this process? What's your message to them?
My message to them is, first of all, we apologise that they had that experience, and I apologise unreservedly. I would like to acknowledge their courage and their participation in helping us work through this. Some of those women are actually involved in our gynecology implementation review group that are helping us redesign the services to make to ensure that the service is safe for patients and maintain and continues to be safe for patients and continues to improve. Because it's not a case of you get the services perfect and you walk away and that's it. This is an ongoing situation. We will have hundreds of patients referred with potential cancer every year, and we need to make sure that those women are going into a service that gives them timely access, that audits, as Sean has highlighted, monitors and audits the various steps in that process and ensures that they are being seen in a prompt way.
All right, sure.
We're also working very closely at the moment with our general practitioners to also get their input as to how we can improve the service. And as Sean's referenced already, obviously we're working very, very closely with SAILTA. SAILTA has established an integrated network for maternity and gynecology services. The Professor Morrison, who is the director of that network, is actually the chair of our implementation group.
So just finally, in a nutshell, you're saying this happened because there weren't proper national guidelines for your hospital to follow.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
but you did say that.
I'm saying it happened because we had a service that was under significant pressure. There were gaps in terms of what we were monitoring. Those gaps were made worse or made more difficult because in some areas it's only in the last year we've had very clear guidelines in terms of endometrial cancer targets. So in some cases we were monitoring the wrong targets. The women who identified issues helped us identify that we had problems. The chief clinical director for the SAILTA group commissioned Dr. John Price to undertake a review that was commissioned in 2019. As Sean Egan said, the refined report came in August 2020. We have been working on that since. As I say, we have reduced our patient waiting times from over 1,700 to just over 570 now, and we will be down to 500 by mid-November. We have a steady state service. The women are now being seen within the new national targets. Women in Letterkenny are assured of having the services probably one of the most monitored and audited services in the country at this point.
At this point, yeah.
We have reduced our inpatient waiting list in the same period from 144 down to 115 and continuing to work on that. Some of the extra resources, we had to recruit staff. Before we could even create extra capacity, we had to commission a maternity theatre, and we spoke about this in the show before, Greg. So the extra theatre list only came online in May.
I do understand that, but this wasn't this is not primarily a staffing issue that led to us having this conversation.
No, but it's all part of the
of course it is. Yes,
the
but
ability to keep people and treat them.
Of course, but these women didn't endure what they had to do because there were staffing issues. This was a governance issue. This was a management issue.
It was a combination of all of those.
Okay.
The governance structures field.
What level of response? Finally, what
failed to identify adequately identify the problem early enough in the system.
What level of responsibility do you accept personally?
Sorry?
What level of responsibility do you accept personally?
Oh, I, both myself and everybody involved in the service accepts a very high level of responsibility. It's our job to make sure we have a safe service, and that's what we've been focused on for the last 12 months, and that's what we'll continue to focus on. I think one of the issues that, one of the positive messages I took out of the HICWA report was the HICWA acknowledged that the hospital had developed a very, very robust approach to risk management within the hospital. Over the last 12, 18 months. And I think that's one of the key developments for us. There is more work to be done.
Understood. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that this process is over. This is an ongoing process.
And we're
looking to actually build upon the recommendations of this HICWA review.
Okay.
Not just for gynecology services, but across the hospital.